أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأولية الاهتداء ولا أنزلية الانقضاء والحزرة الأوصاف أن كنت معرفته وردت أدمة الحكوم والذي أرى تواري أنكم سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتهيلة والإكرام على سيدة الفتحة سيدة المرسلين والأنبياء أبا القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى جعفرة القدسية البتول الأرواح سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بحلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أنهض الله أنكم الرجس وطهركم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما بقية الله وحجة الكبرى الذي بيمنه وزق الورى وبالوجوده ثبتت الأرض بالسماء ولولاه وساهت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة دائمتها على دائمتها أجمعين من حين دوايتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله لا تعالى وتبارك في كتابه الكريم We believe in our 12 Imami faith that the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt are part of one Nur and they are similar to each other. Because the Hadith has said, Awwaluna Muhammad wa Akhiruna Muhammad wa Usatuna Muhammad wa Kulluna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So they are all part of one Nur, and the first one, and the last one, and the middle one, and all of them are the same. But having said that, we still believe that there are certain distinguishing attributes found in one and not in the other. And tonight, I would like to mention six of those 72 attributes of Sayyid al-Shuhada Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So each of those imams have those specific attributes, which in Arabic we call khasa'is. Like, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Is the only Imam whose address is Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Faithful. Well, every Imam is the Commander of the Faithful, isn't that right? In the literal meaning. But this title is specific towards Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because when somebody came and asked Imam Sadiq that if I want to say salam to Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala faraj, what shall I say? Obviously, his nur was already created as part of the nur of the Prophet. So it's okay to say salam to Imam Mahdi in the times of Imam Sadiq. Shall I say, assalamu alayka ya amirul mu'mineen? And Imam says, no. Instead you say, and I am paraphrasing all these narrations in my own words, Imam says, As-salamu alayka ya baqiyatullah. This is the title of Imam Sahib al-Zaman. And this means remainder of Allah. Baqiyatullah khayran lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. The size of the Holy Quran is reflecting on Imam Sahib al-Zaman and his laqab and title, which is Baqiyat Allah. And this is exactly the same ayat which when the 12th Imam al-Islam will come and arrive at the Holy Kaaba, and the first thing that he will recite is the recitation of this holy ayat. Baqiyat Allah is khair for you if you are mu'min. And then he would introduce himself. Ana Baqiyatullah, I am the Baqiyatullah. So we find that every Imam has a specific laqab and title. So Baqiyatullah is a specific laqab and title of the 12th Imam. We don't address any other Imam with this title, just like we don't address any other Imam with the title of Amir al-Mu'mineen other than Imam Ali alayhi salam. So coming back to the point I was making, that every Imam has a specific laqab and title. And tonight, I would like to mention six of those 72 attributes of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. 72 of the Khasais al-Husayniya have been mentioned by Ayatullah Uzma Sheikh Jafar Shustri in his book Al-Khasais al-Husayniya. In that book alone, he mentions 72. In that book alone, he mentions 72 attributes of Imam Hussein, and we find that once, when the Prophet had Imam Hussein in his lap and was showing his extreme love towards Imam Hussein, and Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha was also present there, and she asks him, "How much do you like this child?" And the Prophet says, "This son of mine is going to be killed, and whosoever visits this son of mine, Allah is going to give him the reward of one Hajj of mine." Obviously, when you talk about the Hajj of Rasulullah, it is confirmed that it is accepted. So when Prophet expresses this sawab, then Aisha expresses her surprise. So the Prophet doubles the sawab to Hajj of Rasulullah. Aisha expresses her surprise again. This hadith is mentioned in the book Kamil al-Ziyarat, which is one of the mother books of Ziyarat in Islam, written by Marhum Alim-e-Jaleel Ibn Kulaba rahmatullah alayh. So I mentioned that she is surprised, and the Prophet doubles the sawab again. 4 Hajj of Rasulullah. Again the same thing happens. 8 Hajj of Rasulullah. And it goes on so and so forth until the Prophet mentions that the sawab of doing ziyarat of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is equal to 90 Hajj of Rasulullah. 90. Hajj of Rasulullah. Unimaginable. 90 accepted Hajj of Rasulullah. So the first specific attribute is that the time you spend in ziyarat is not counted to be part of your age. Specific attributes of Imam Mazlum are considered to be afzal and superior to that of the Holy Kaaba. There were only 2 soils, according to the hadith, that Allah lifted at the time of the storm of Prophet Nuh, and the water did not dare to wet these soils. One was the soil of the Holy Kaaba, and the other was the soil of Karbala. Our Urafa, who don't have veils of sins in front of their eyes, have different perspectives. We say that the time you spend in ziyarat is not counted to be part of your age. But they say that is our real age. The time we visit Imam Hussein, that is our real age. So this is the status of ziyarat. The second attribute we find is arba'in. There is no recommendation from the Ahlul Bayt to commemorate any arba'in other than Imam Hussein al-Islam. Do you find from the bulk of ziyarat in Dua a ziyarat of arba'in for Imam Ali, or Imam Hassan, or Imam Sadiq? The answer is no. In our greatest treasures of duas, we don't find any. So for none of our Masumin, we are required to go and recite Ziyarat al-Arba'in, but specifically for Imam Hussein al-Islam. And it is mustahab to the extent that it is considered to be the sign of a mu'min. Ziyarat al-Arba'in of Imam Hussein has iconic value. The third thing is acceptance of dua under his dome. This is a blind check from Allah. This is a blind check from Rasulullah. Look at the beauty of our religion. Look at the azmat of Imam Hussein. Any dua that you have, go and stand under the dome of Imam Hussein and seek it, and it will be accepted. Next is the shifaat and cure in the torbat of Imam Hussein. We find that it is haram to eat the soil of Najaf, Medina, the Kaaba, or the graveyard of Baqi. May God give us the tawfiq to visit all these places. The only torbat which is allowed to eat in Islam is the torbat of Imam Hussein al-Islam. So we make sajda of this torbat. We make tasbih of this torbat. Another attribute is that the imamat of 9 imams continues in the nasl of Imam Hussein. Keep in mind that all our ibadats are conditional. Going to ziyarat brings you paradise, but with the condition of marifat. Ziyarat with marifat. Let's remember the sequence. A chain of events has to take place first. First we do ibadat. By product of that is the nur of marifat, which comes in the soul after ibadat. So first comes knowledge, then acting on that knowledge, combine the two to perform ibadat. Amal plus ilm, we do ibadat. The outcome is marifat. Then love of Allah is a byproduct of marifat. And at stage 3, love of Allah, the prophets and imams are all the same. Paradise has 8 doors and hell has 7 doors. One of the 8 doors of paradise is called Bab al-Hussein, and it is the widest of all the doors. Our scholars say that most people are receiving hidayat through Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Salawat. Let's pray. Elohi bihaq zahra bare Elohi parchame islam ko sar guland farma. پرچم کفر کو سرناگو فرما تمام مؤمنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما علماء حق و مراجع کا سایہ ہمارے ساروں پر قیم فرما ہمارے عبادت کو قبول فرما
اللہم صل علی محمد
Thank you, Aga Abbas Elia, for your presence. It was truly a great honor. For the next piece, I would like to say, of the several prescribed ziyarat of Imam Hussein, this one was recited by our beloved Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahum. And this ziyarat has reached us through one of his 4 special deputies. One of the most important